Janet Jackson at halftime. Boy, that that was a surprise. Did you find yourself going, wait, did I just see what I really just saw?
No, I knew I saw it. I couldn't believe it. It was so blatant. First of all, Justin Timberlake looked like the biggest dork up there.
Didn't he?
Run around with his stupid tennis shoes and all of his oversized clothing. And she's dressed up like some, I don't know what. I mean, the contrast of what she's wearing and he's wearing. And then him trying to dance with her and sing together with her was just laughable. And then in the end, it was so non-sexual to have this little dork pull off the plate hiding her creamy boob that flopped right out. I must say at the time, though, I thought there was a tassel on her nipple. And seeing the photograph this morning, there's just a metal star around the areola, and the nipple's plainly visible. And
it's on
erect.
Mr. Skin. Mr. Skin's got a great shot of it.
Yeah,
already.
He does. And her nipple is, her breast is fully exposed, nipple and all. And her nipple is harder than a rock.
Not sexy, Justin. Stop it.
He can't dance worth a bleep. It's so stupid.
Choose your dreams.
I cannot believe that Janet Jackson is so intimidated by the Britney Spears and the Christina Aguileras that she felt she had to show her boob on national TV.
To get attention and upstage everyone.
There's something utterly embarrassing about that to me, that these chicks are so competitive to get the attention that they need.
Yep.
That she felt she had to show her boob in really a dumb place to do it. It really was not the place you want to show a tube.
No.
You know, if it's MTV on New Year's Eve or something like that, that's a little different.
Right,
midnight. But,
right.
You know, here you got the national audience.
Sure.
There's no more...
The children...
There's no more mass appeal family event...
Of course.
...than the Super Bowl. I mean, there's no way to top it. It's the biggest highly rated thing, which is part of the advantage of showing your breast, but... Does she need to show her breast?
She felt she did. Well, you know, she was on Jay Leno, and she had totally slutted out on Jay Leno one day. All she talked about was sitting on schlong.
But she's like 40 years old.
I know. I'm with you.
I'm not saying
I couldn't believe it.
I totally enjoyed seeing her breast. I'm just saying.
Well, it's a Jackson, though. I mean, on one hand, it's like, you know, you got this molester brother of hers, and then you've got the slut sister.
By the way... Would you look at the difference in her skin tone between her breast and her face?
Yeah, I know.
Looking at an exploded close-up on Mr. Skin, her breast and her collarbone skin is the same color as Justin Timberlake. And her face is like African-American. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I know. I know.
What has she done to herself?
I don't know. Is that vertigo of the boob? See, her breast looks like a gateway box.
Got it.
See?
That's a nice tube, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very ample.
That's not a fake one, is it?
No.
Well, that's a big can. God, look at that thing pushed up.
It looks like Michael.
It does look like Michael. Yeah,
she looks... Well, the dance steps are Michael, too, all the way. And look at Justin. We're always seeing a shocked Justin, whether Britney Spears is kissing Madonna and he's just got that wide-eyed look. Or look at the way he's staring at her breast like some pervert. Look at him. Look at him like, oh, nice, nice. Wow.
Apparently they never did that in the rehearsal.
Yeah, and all we heard about was how it was like Janet's rehearsing separately from everyone.
A little surprise.
Yeah. There's a surprise for everyone right there.
CBS is very upset about this.
Oh, I'll bet.
They have banned MTV from working with them any further.
I couldn't believe Sony actually suggested that was not planned. That was so planned.
Yeah, well, the music, what are the last two lines of the song?
Have you naked by the end of this song?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Top CBS executives approved a musical skit where Janet Jackson would expose her breast during the MTV-produced Super Bowl halftime concert. The judge report is learned. Decision to go forward went to the very top of the network, a well-placed source explained from New York. Well, this is the opposite of what I had heard to this point. The groundbreaking scene came during the most watched television broadcast of the year and during the dinner hour of the nation's West Coast viewers.
No.
Officially, CBS drew distance from the show. CBS deeply regrets the incident that occurred during the Super Bowl halftime show. Well, did they approve it, or do they regret it?
Yeah, I know. See, once again, whether it's the interview with Michael Jackson, there was a big issue there as to whether they paid Michael for that interview. And, of course, they blur entertainment and news. No, they didn't pay him.
They paid him for the number one show, which
for
they
the
were
show
gonna
they
run.
Aired. Right.
And so, apparently, they felt it would be inappropriate to run a show on a child molester, on a child molester's number one album. Or album of number one hits, and so they felt that unless they had the interview where he professed his innocence, then they could not go on with that show. It would be inappropriate. And when he went on 60 Minutes and issued his typical basic denial, then they felt comfortable showing his special,
yeah,
which they did pay for.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't think they paid for that interview.
They didn't pay for it officially.
It was
but
a little
they
scummy.
Paid for it. They paid for it in an offhanded way. And everybody knows that, and CBS was really being grilled about that for their ethics. And once again, if it turns out that CBS was aware of this, there'll be more egg on their face, but nobody will do anything about it.
CBS deeply regrets the incident that occurred during the Super Bowl halftime show. The network said in a release, "We attended all rehearsals throughout the week. There was no indication that any such thing would happen. The moment did not conform to CBS broadcast standards, and we would like to apologize to anyone who is offended." In a press release before Sunday's game, CBS sister outlet Viacom's MTV promised, "Janet, shocking moments. I'll get you naked by the end of this song." Standing before were Justin Timberlake, most of all, he ripped off her top, exposing a bare breast and nipple covered by a metal solar nipple medallion.
Yeah, well, take a look on the screen right now. Mark is zoomed in on the computer screen. Look at that.
Nice nipple.
Yeah,
God.
The nipple is hard as a rock. That sun symbol is around, but you can plainly see the areola between each of the sun's flames. And then the centerpiece is the nipple itself, hard as a rock.
CBS's main New York switchboard was immediately bombarded with complaints about the stunt. Network sources said late Sunday the NFL claimed outrage over the incident, statement by NFL Executive Vice President Joe Brown regarding the Super Bowl halftime show. "We're extremely disappointed by elements of the MTV-produced halftime show. They were totally inconsistent with assurances our offense were given about the show. It's unlikely MTV will produce another Super Bowl halftime." Oh, unlikely. Hmm. That means they will.
Yeah,
they'll
right.
Have another one.
Yeah, they'll wait until everybody forgets.
Yeah.
The idea that people love to see this, they throw a fit, but they love to see it.
I'm amazed at the slutty levels these hot singers will stoop to,
mm-hmm.
to be number one or to be on top.
That's right.
Isn't it funny?
Or to get themselves talked about, because now she's assured that she's talked about more than the game the next day.
But she doesn't, I don't see Janet Jackson as really needing to do this.
Well,
but
the
apparently,
Jacksons always need to do this. They always need attention. Always.
I think that Janet is probably watching Britney Spears.
Did you know she openly kissed Madonna?
Oh, definitely.
Christina Aguilera.
Sure.
Jessica Simpson. Well, Jessica Simpson hasn't shown anything. But
God, how quick was that, by the way, too?
Yeah, I know.
Jesus. How much
so
did they
dumb.
Pay her for that?
I'm really almost had enough of Jessica
I know,
Simpson.
I know,
the rest
I
of
know.
Life.
I'd love to know what they paid her to, for that
She's
three
never,
seconds.
She will never be nude.
Oh, God. Never.
I don't
never.
Think. You guys think Jessica Simpson will ever be nude?
She doesn't need to.
No, she'll
video.
Never be nude. Never.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, supposedly there was a somebody put when they're running this show. Well, there's I got a story in one of the tabloids
I mean, I hope
here.
So. Believe me.
In fact, they have some little frames that don't show anything, but they show some blurred stuff where where they've got her and Nick Lachey boning.
I mean, Nick Lachey, I think, would throw a conniption fit.
Yeah, he will.
I mean, he strikes me as so straight-laced that I can't picture it. But she certainly wanted the attention.
Yeah.
And she's gotten it.
It worked. I'm really amazed, though, at how important it is for these chicks to be...
Well, how are they
the
gonna,
number one attention whore.
Yeah. How are they going to top it? I mean, what's next?
Well,
there's only one thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well,
let's go.
She bring it.
Somebody could slip one in there, I suppose.
Yeah.
She could just get on her back and
mm-hmm,
boom.
Mm-hmm.
They could have a close-up of
somebody
entering her.
Yeah, sure.
Or she could put
Pooper
them in her
shot.
Mouth or something.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a crotch shot. you know.
I didn't expect this out of Janet Jackson, though. I always thought somehow the Jacksons strangely feel they have some moral high ground in the world, you know, in spite of the fact that they have a child molester in their family.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And this nut LaToya.
Yeah, I know. LaToya's another nut job. Although, I got to tell you, when she was on with Jay Leno once, I was shocked at how graphic she was.
Janet.
She really got into the sexual conversation, and she just, she was just writhing all over the chair and everything else. I mean, it was incredible. I couldn't believe it.
Well, the thing about this whoring out for attention is, I guess we're the beneficiary, because if they feel they must, if Britney feels she has to get neuter mm-hmm. or whatever she has to do to sell records and try and turn the corner from her eroding record sales, which, by the way, the new record, it looks like it's going to erode from the last
mm-hmm,
one.
Mm-hmm.
She's still selling some nice numbers. I mean, she's up around 2 million, but she's gone from 10 million, 9 million, 4 million to...
Yeah.
She's at 2, and...
2 isn't much for a star of her caliber.
Well, she'll probably get to 2.5, but that means the decline continues. Unless this new video should spur some sales.
Yeah, which it might. It's pretty racy.
But, you know, Janet, again, she's almost 40 years old.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I mean, if she hadn't done it yet, it's just kind of sad that she feels like she has to do this now.
Yeah, and then to choose this venue for
it. Yeah, it was dumb. She should do Playboy or something.
Yeah, like LaToya did.
Because when it's on MTV or on CBS or something like that, you can't really get that much enjoyment out of it. It's kind of boom, 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 gone. Because CBS was off
split
it.
Second.
They were off it right away.
Yeah. It was interesting, though. It was just long enough to know that you'd seen a boob. You know what I mean? I mean, there was no doubt. When that happened, it was quick enough, but yet it was slow enough to where it was like, yes, that was a bare boob.
But if you want to slut out, can't you do it in some environment where we can really enjoy it? Like, you know, MTV After Midnight or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, release a tape of you having sex with your boyfriend or sell it to one of the internet companies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you do it in a place like CBS, it's just so kind of half-satisfying. It was a nice little shocking, wild-ass moment. But, like I said, they were off it so fast. Now there's all this apologizing and screaming
crap,
and crying.
Oh, all this crap, yeah, right.
I guess maybe that's good for her. Maybe that's the way she likes it.
Apologizing.
She didn't really show much, and she'll be getting attention for days to come.
Oh, yeah. Again, she can get more attention than the damn game,
which is
what she wants.
Nice boob, too.
Oh, yeah. It was a beautiful boob. And, again, I really didn't think that... I thought the nipple was covered up. Last night, some of the people were describing as they thought she had that tassel business going. But
no,
sir.
Absolutely not. MrSkin.com, if you want to check it out.
Yep.
What is it with the networks, by the way, where they are unable to bleep things or to hide things? Isn't it incredible? I mean, here we are in our little radio show.
I know.
In Detroit.
I was talking to Mike about this when we were getting coffee.
Yeah. And
this very thing.
Somebody swears, I hit this button,
yep.
And it goes away.
I know.
It's kind of confusing to you guys listening because you hear this non sequitur because 7 seconds are clipped. But, you know, I think it's pretty easy to understand something's going to foul. We usually inform you that someone has said something that can't go over the airwaves. And I'm not a prude. I just, you know, we don't want to get in trouble. We don't want to.
No, we don't need that.
We don't need a fine out of sheer sloppiness. I mean, granted, you can get in trouble for something that you're really not sure where the line is. It's very confusing with the 7 words. And
yeah.
So-and-so said this. And a lot of people, I think, got taken astray when Bono's F-word was declared to have been okay because he wasn't referring to the act.
Yeah.
Remember that ruling just
definitely.
I think it was about a month ago.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. And a lot of times, people on radio, you know, you look toward... Well, I think television looks at us and we look at them and... And when people start blazing a trail, if you look at it that way, and they come out with some of these things that are pre-taped but they weren't clipped or edited or what have you, or they're supposedly in delay and yet it gets out there, I don't know how many times on television we're hearing blatant swearing, blatant nudity.
Well, some of it is...
Even in primetime television shows and even, you know...
Yeah, some of those are on tape, too.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of them are regular programs, and we're seeing a lot of stuff. And you would think that given... That and again, this stuff during prime time viewing hour, the family viewing hours, and some of these sitcoms and things and what they're showing. I hear on the 2.5 Men where they had a full butt shot going there.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, they're trying to push it. They're trying to catch up to cable.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, but what that does, it blurs the line. And all of us in radio, we look at that and go like, well, what does this mean now? You know, because a lot of people look at that stuff and they take note of it. And does that mean that these things are being loosened up or not? So it just keeps confusing and blurring the line more and more and more and more.
I don't know. There have been some fines recently, so...
Yeah, that's just it.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
Yeah.
I hate it. I wish it was very specific, so...
You
just knew you could use certain words, like T-I blank blank to me is the one where it's like, what is the big deal?
Oh, yeah, that's used so often, especially if you throw a Y on the end.
Well, the thing I can't stand is to talk about strip clubs, to have to call them gentlemen's clubs or strip clubs. It's a blanky bar.
Well, of course it is.
Everybody calls it that. It's such a funny word.
Yeah,
too.
It's known for that. Right, exactly. It doesn't even sound dirty anymore. It's comical.
Idiot not calling it that.
I know. To call it a boob bar sounds stupid.
Yeah, it
just
does.
Stupid.
I hate that.
Yeah, I know. A whatty bar, this, that, and the other. It's absolutely asinine. But, you know, I don't understand why some of these blatant things occur in television. I don't see any repercussions from it.
No,
ever.
Nobody ever gets in trouble.
Ever.
But when
Never.
It happens, when it happens on radio, they just go after people. By God, if somebody makes a complaint and there's a tape of it.
Oh, that's the end of
somebody's
that.
Somebody's in trouble.
Absolutely. But television just keeps plodding on.
Yeah, CBS is going to get fined for this. They had the biggest audience.
Hell no.
One of the biggest audience in the history of television.
Sure.
They let a boob on.
Yep.
Which... You know, I gotta believe that they don't have that kind of control over these people.
No, they don't have control over these people, and who knows? Maybe they were in on it. Who knows?
And don't get me wrong, it's not that I didn't fully enjoy it. It's just that what is the system? What is the
that's right?
Where do you draw the line?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does this mean that when Jenna on Greg and Jenna, or what was the show that recently used the T-I blank blank word? It was one of the sitcoms.
Survivor last night. Survivor,
what was the context?
I can't remember what it wasn't actually referring to, a breast,
mm-hmm.
but something.
But they use T-I blank blank?
I-E or Y.
Well, we've heard it on
right?
SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Blatantly,
but that
a million
be,
times.
That could be after midnight, which is considered safe harbor.
Well, I know.
Survivor certainly was.
As late as that aired. Yeah.
That was actually 11 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
So
however,
that was not in safe harbor.
Yeah. But we have seen some blatant... swearing and nudity on primetime taped television, and there's never a problem. So I don't know. I don't get it. I really don't get it. And it seems in this case, what they decided to do with this, Janet or whoever was like, listen, it's the old business of just do it and beg forgiveness later.
Did I miss the streaker? Was the streaker on television?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see any streaker. Really? They showed it?
Yeah.
I was mad. I was watching. I heard them talking about that. They're holding up the game, and I missed it.
They come back from halftime here, and I'll hit play. It starts
with
Vinatieri or whatever his name is.
Vinatieri.
And if you look, got to look at the bottom left-hand side, you'll see the guy coming out around the 30-yard line.
Okay.
Oh, hit it.
He comes out of the stands wearing a referee's uniform. They cut away, then cut back, and he's completely nude doing a dance.
Oh, I'm pissed. Because I was screaming at the TV all night that they didn't show it.
You see him come on. See the guy coming off, and there he goes on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wouldn't have been looking at that. Is he nude there?
No. He's about to strip his...
Yeah, okay.
He just ran in front of the kicker.
Watch the kicker freak. He's like...
Yeah, but we don't see it.
Yeah, you don't see that real time, though.
Watch.
I was looking right at that. I didn't see
him. There he is, doing a little dance.
Surprise guest on the field.
You know what? I must have, like, flipped an ashtray then, I swear to God.
We never stop.
Because any time it would take to look at an ashtray and look back, you'd miss it.
Well.
Look at that guy. I was watching this part.
I'll tell you that. There's too much of it being shown.
Well, let's check out the halftime.
Well, they didn't really...
Well,
you couldn't see the guy up close.
No, you couldn't even tell he was nude,
If you blinked, you missed it. He had a Velcro officials uniform on, and he went...
Yeah.
Matt called me from the... Matt was at the end zone of the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and he called and he said, did you guys see the stripper? And I said, no, I didn't.
No, absolutely not.
Or the streaker.
Streaker, yeah. I knew that Ben... You could tell that there'd been a streaker, but...
No, the NFL Network... They
Look
had some nice
guy.
Shots of it last night.
The one thing I told Trisha says, I'll bet you anything it's a guy, first of all. It's never a chick.
It's a guy in a thong.
Yeah, who's overweight, he's a fat ass.
And he has a stupid message written on him. It's for a website, a gambling website.
Yeah, and he's wearing a thong. Yeah, he's wearing a thong, so his dick is covered up. But his ass, the thong is, got the old dental floss in his butt.
Every time there's a streaker, like at Wimbledon, this is the guy.
It's the same guy.
He has a website, too.
They had a picture of him, I guess, at the Super Bowl, too.
Yeah,
they were on the lookout
security.
For him.
Yeah, security, because he announced he was going to do it at that time.
Nice security, yeah, NFL.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Anyway, he was leveled by the Patriots linebacker, Matt Chatham. Absolutely wailed on this guy.
Yeah.
Which is reminiscent of, I think it was the championship game in 1970 where Mike Curtis, the Baltimore Colts, wailed on this guy that ran on the field. I mean, this guy came dancing, and all of a sudden, boom!
Yeah.
And Curtis was a vicious, hard-hitting linebacker and just creamed this guy.
That's hilarious.
And I'm wondering, will this guy sue Matt Chatham for
this? Yeah, really. Yeah, probably. He'll probably say he's hurt. Although, if he does this all the time, he should expect something like that to happen. I mean, people do get pissed.
Yeah. I don't know if he's got a lawsuit or not. Or if
we'll
he'll bother.
See.
Yeah. Anyway, got so much to talk about, so little time. We got a break.
Yeah.
We'll be back with Trudy. And more on the Super Bowl coming up on the Rift.